Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, January 2nd, 2024. I didn't think we were going to get here. I didn't think we were going to have a new call in our 13th year of the big call. But here we are. So, you know, things come every day to me that surprise me a little bit. And that's one thing that is a surprise. Yes, I was told I wouldn't, that Thursday would be my last call. Nobody expected me to have to do a call tonight. I get it. But I've been told that probably 5 or 6 times now. So I have to take that with a grain of salt and say, let's just see what happens. We have to let this manifest in our lives, let this come through, and I'll address that a little bit more in the Intel segment. All right? So hang in there. Welcome and Happy New Year to everybody within the sound of my voice. Big Call Universe, Happy New Year. And hopefully everybody had a decent New Year's and a decent Christmas. It wasn't as good as we thought it would be. That's for sure. But I hope you guys have the endurance and the faith to stick with this and stay in the game and, hang in there with us, because that's what we're going to do. We're going to hang in there until this thing manifests. So let's do this before we go too far. Let's pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what is always a beneficial teaching from God's Word that will edify us, lift us up, and be a benefit to all of us. Lord God, thank you so much for this time of year and the new beginnings. We love the fact that we're starting off 2024 with new beginnings, with new hopes, with new information that'll benefit us. And thank you for the fact that we have put 2023 in our rearview mirror and moving on to greater and better things. Thank you for things that are new, that are novel, that are numinosum, and that are everything that we can use to elevate ourselves and move ourselves forward. So thank you for all that you're doing to provide for us, keep us focused on our plan A until plan B comes through, the blessing that we're looking forward to receiving. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, I know your teachings have been really good, and they really tend to elevate us, bring us closer to the things of God. And so I'm really excited to hear what you have created for us tonight.
Well, I'm particularly excited about bringing this, Bruce, because it's a very important time, this new time, January 2nd. And I want to dedicate this to all those that have been challenged, and I'm going to particularly call out, I'm dedicating this to Janet. Mm-hmm. And I hope this gives everyone the mental freedom and the spiritual experience that they want. And this is what it's called. Christed Peak Experiences, A Journey of Grace in 2024. Mm. Happy 2024. What if it were possible for you to break through where you've been into a new life of Christed Peak Experiences and Grace? Have you ever thought to ask or imagine living from that? Why not? Can you allow yourself to imagine having experiences that are exalted in grace? Well, we want to help you get there. This is what you might consider doing. Get really honest with yourself. To embark on a journey of peak experiences in Christ and to activate grace, The first step is to get really honest with yourself. Reflect on your thoughts, your actions, and your intentions. The teachings of Jesus often emphasize the importance of truth and self-awareness. As Jesus-based humanitarians in love and connection, we can recognize that understanding your inner world is foundational to creating healthy and meaningful and inspired connections. Approach your journey as aligning your honesty with the universal goal of creating a compassionate and understanding world. And let that be the inspiring peak experience of how you can see yourself. 2, get clear on some Christ-sized goals. Think big and stretch yourself. Setting Christ-sized goals is an invitation to align your ambitions with the teachings of Jesus. As Christ-based connection specialists, we understand that setting ambitious goals not only transforms your life, but contributes to the well-being of the entire human family. As Jesus once encouraged, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. 3, cultivate Christ-centered habits. Peak experiences in Christ often arise from consistent and intentional practices. Just as a neuroscientist studies the brain's habits, align your daily routines with Christ-centered habits. Embrace prayer, meditation, and acts of kindness as neural pathways that reinforce your connection with divine grace. In your journey, intertwine your Christ-centered habits with a commitment to being a humanitarian. Let your actions contribute to the betterment of humanity, creating a ripple effect of positive change. And while you're at it, why not see your future self being this larger expression right now so you stay inspired to be the peak experience that you'll be having in the future? 4, embrace Christ's teachings in every interaction. In the realm of peak experience, each interaction becomes an opportunity to embody Christ's teachings. Approach others with love, compassion, and understanding. As we are working on love and connection, analyze the intricate dynamics of what that connection could be if it was based on love and deep caring. Choose empathy over judgment, forgiveness over resentment, and kindness over indifference. In doing so, you not only contribute to the well-being of others, but also create a neural landscape receptive to the abundant grace of Christ. Imagine your Christ-like experiences. Take a moment to imagine what Christ-like peak experiences you want to have as you walk into a world where connection and healthy interdependence will be everything. Your ability to connect in healthy and meaningful ways and grace-filled ways will be everything, bringing you, others, joy and connection. Happy 2024 to Christ-like peak experiences and grace all around you. May your journey be one of self-discovery, audacious personal and humanitarian goals, intentional habits, and transformative interactions, ultimately leading to a profound connection with the Christ within you and the divine. And that's our first teaching of peak experiences, Christ at peak experiences, a journey of grace in 2024.
In the new year. Thank you, Sue. Oh, that's so good. I like the concept of peak experiences. And I don't know how many peak experiences we've all had, each of us has had in the past, but I know we're gearing up for a peak experience this year, and hopefully sooner than just this year, like this week. So I like that, Sue. I think that was great. I think that any time we talk about the grace of God or the grace of Christ, you know, this is absolutely the dispensation, the period of time that we've been living in since the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Because we're no longer under the law, because Jesus came to fulfill the law. And that's what he did on the cross. So we have that part handled for us. But now we're in a position where we receive everything by faith. So we have to use our faith to believe for things that are not as though they were. We have to speak things into existence and use our tongue to speak good and not evil. And when we do that, we manifest the things of God. They come to fruition in us that have faith. And not only faith to think about it, but faith to act on it. And we act on our faith with our words and with our deeds, with action. And what we're doing in 2024 is continuing what we've done for the last 12 years, and that is bring out the best, most accurate information that we can regarding currencies, the RV, the GCR, everything that we know about. But we realize that we do that understanding that this has definitely been much more than just a moving target. This is such an event that has so many variables in it that it means that we literally have to believe the best and receive the information that we get at the time that appears to be correct and accurate, but knowing that sometimes in a matter of hours that can change. That's hard to do. It's hard to believe on something that disappears. Believe for something or a date or a time or a rate or whatever that changes. That is what we're up against. And I know it's been difficult for many of you. And it's not easy for Sue and Bob and myself to stay with a program that is so variable and changes sometimes from hour to hour to day to day. And I'm not trying to stay on this subject and get away from Sue's teaching, but this is where it's taking me. And I really think that we are looking forward to a peak experience. I know that. And I'm not giving up on this because I know that we are very, very close. And yes, I did not expect to do a call tonight. And yes, we did hear last Thursday that we would have this RV, and that we would get the notifications either on the 1st, which was yesterday, or today by noon. It didn't happen. I have some idea of where we are as of this afternoon, and I'm just going to give you what I have, guys. That's all I've done for 12 years, telling you what it is I'm hearing. And that's all I can do. I'm not trying to put my own opinion or my own thing in it. I certainly could have called it a dozen times by now, I've tried not to do that. And if I have done that, I'm sorry, because this is not something that anyone can predict exactly, or anyone has the information to say about it happening on such and such a day, on such and such a date. Just isn't there. But that's, Sue, I hate to say, but that's what I got from your teaching. It might not have been anything to do with your teaching, but that's what I was motivated to say. So thank you for the teaching. Thank you for bringing that out. And thank you that we are under grace. And with grace comes forgiveness. With forgiveness comes compassion. And through compassion is love. Remember, Jesus said, I leave these three things with you: faith, hope, and love. That's what Paul said, actually. Faith, hope, and love, and he even uses the term charity for love, but we use the term love usually. Faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of this, of these, is love. So, Bob, I want to see what you did receive from that teaching, since I kind of moved into a different world with what I was saying. Tell me how you feel about it. What did you feel from that teaching? What did you get?
Well, I really think it was a great way to start the new year here. Mm. So thank you, Sue. And
you're
Bruce,
welcome,
thank
Bob.
You for your comments. It was awesome. I think, you know,
you're welcome, Bob.
My slogan is Be More in 24.
Yep.
And
yep.
I love the part about the habits. And I started as Sue was reminding us, the habits of Christ to pray and to meditate and be kind. And I would add also about his wisdom, that we might pray for the grace of his wisdom by studying his word, hearing his word, hearing teachings like this.
Yep.
And I also was remembering that creating habits are sometimes hard to do, but you know, we can use the teachings from the book Tiny Habits, or we can maybe take the advice of David Goggins, the famous motivational speaker, who talks about his 1 second rule, and he talks about it being movement. And whenever there's a crossroads, if you're going to do something positive, or if you're going to take no action or procrastinate, or if you're going to do the opposite of what you've committed to doing, such as being kind to your body with exercise and good eating habits, says take the 1 second rule and move, do some type of movement. And based on tonight's teachings, what I thought was, what if that movement was to put your hands together in prayer and seek God's guidance and declare in your prayer the vision for your future Christ-like self? And in that prayer, be receptive, right? As Sue was saying, be receptive to grace. And speak out loud so that God knows that you're accepting his grace, you know, grace to speak with kind words towards others, or to be a blessing in many ways to others in word and deed, and the grace to strive to be all that Christ sees in you. And imagine if we could sit quietly for a moment and imagine Christ looking at us and seeing our expansive limitlessness, which was a birthright, a birth gift from God, as we were born, given all of that power, the whole kingdom of heaven. And a movement, a prayer, a solemn pronouncement, maybe with a gesture saying that I shall stay on this path that you have shown me in my prayer, and that I'll have the faith to that I can stay on this path because you will guide me and give me an abundant life in order to fulfill my destiny for the kingdom.
It's good.
Wow. Bob, really that good. Was a peak experience. That was a peak experience.
Yeah,
it was.
I was having it while you were teaching. That's how I was feeling.
I know. Yeah.
Well, that's terrific. Really good. Yeah, I love that concept of peak experience. Sue, you put this teaching together. You created it. Tell us about a peak experience maybe that you have had.
I've been having a lot of very profound peak experiences lately, and I think it's been inspired by the people that I get to work with and connect. Well, I know it's about people that I get to work with and connect with from the Big Call. And the reason why I wrote it is, and I just think what Bob brought, and I'm going to come back to you, Bruce, in a minute, peak experience is, and I really like how you brought David Goggins' movement in, is when all of you, you know, it's like loving with your entire being. I wonder who said that. Loving with your entire being, your body, your mind, your experience. A peak experience is going to be when all of you is moving out of, say, fatigue, the environment you're in, the whatever's challenging you, and choosing in that moment to take all your courage, all your strength, and choose to be, like Bob said, how Christ sees you, which is more than your circumstance, more than what's being challenging to you, more than the stress you've had in your past, and to move into this like pure peak experience of what is possible through grace. So for people that are challenged with, like, you know, that we hear we're going every 2 to 3 days, to go back to where you were, Bruce, here's the thing. Watch this, everybody. If you were making the weather, like, I need it to be sunny and 75 degrees every single day. I know I plan to have that experience, but I need it to be that way, or I can't be happy because my whole life depends on it, because I need to play outside all the time. You could really set yourself up if the weatherman was saying, okay, well, the next 2 or 3 days should be sunny, and then a cloudy day comes in. This is like the weather. It is like the weather because we're organizing so literally every system on Earth is about to be reorganized and some to be dismantled. So the way to use peak experience for 2024 and how to use while you're sitting here listening on the call, how do you combine, there's a guy that writes about this, Peter Zanghi, he wrote The Fifth Discipline, and he talks about riding and handling the edge between where you are and where you want to be. That's what everybody's learning. But guess what? That's a peak experience waiting to happen. You can choose to say, okay, I've been listening to the intel. It hasn't happened yet. But guess what? I'm learning that no matter what, I can use that intel because it's still getting us closer. It's still part of the system that's showing that the whole system is lining up, you can use that as your fuel. You can use that. I do. I use it every single little drop because we all know it's going to happen. And so you use that as your fuel. You say, I'm still in this. I'm so strong. I'm so resilient. I'm anti-fragile. And then the next thing you do is you go, okay, what can I do about the rest of my life? What can I upgrade? And that becomes a peak experience. You say, what can I do? How can I stay positive? How can I look and train my brain to have a peak experience in the middle of this thing? That's what Christ was. Christ was a peak experience. He was trying to tell you, you can be the same peak experience. It's not just on Christ. It's in you. It's in you. But you have to choose it. You have to make it a habit. You have to, every second that something goes wrong, you have to put your hands together, like Bob said, and you've got to, like, choose it. Choose it with everything you've got. And I know people like that. I know people like that, that no matter what, they choose to, like, take every bit of courage, every bit of loving to learn, everything. And it makes you weep. They choose to be so strong. Yeah. And that's every single one of us, no matter where you are, in learning that habit, that's who you're going to need to be, even when you have all the money in the world, because things are going to be changing, and you're going to need to choose what you want to experience in Christ. Christ isn't going to do it for you. You and Christ have to do it together. You have to choose it. And you can choose to have a peak experience literally every single second. If you want, right now you could be having a peak experience. You could be going, oh my God, I never thought about it that way. Oh my God, I'm not listening to this with my intellect. Oh my God, I'm feeling this. That's what you have to do. And that's grace. Grace is the ability to choose something outside of what you could do on your own. It's the choice of literally allowing peak and grace to come into you, allowing the feeling, the embodiment, and the movement from where you've been into who you really are, into who you really are. One more time. Into who you really are as Christ-empowered beings to move through you. And when you get that, that's going to become a permanent peak experience. That's going to become who you're actually going to become. And that's the teaching for 2024.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sue. Thank you for your teaching and your commentary on it. Thank you, Bob, and thank you, everybody, for listening and participating in that peak experience. Sue, as we move further into the new year, tonight would be a praise report night. Did anyone send in any praise reports?
Uh-oh.
Excuse me. Did anybody send any in that we can find? Because we didn't expect to do you on a call tonight. So who knows if they
okay, end. So I just opened, hi, Pastor Scott. I got a note from my eyes only, literally, on another note. And then praise. Pastor Scott is doing well. His short-term memory is a bit weak still. Mm. I have hip surgery on 2/12. And so I'm making a note to get back to you hopefully tomorrow.
February 12th, 2/12, okay.
Yeah, and Pastor Scott, I hope to get back to you. It's a busy day tomorrow, but hopefully tomorrow or maybe Wednesday. And we love
Which
you.
Which is
and
Wednesday tomorrow?
I mean Thursday. Sorry, I know. Mm-hmm. So thank you. We're so happy to hear from you. And let's do another. Oh, that's funny. You're going to like this one. This is from Jeannie. So we're going to do our praise report, Jeannie. Happy Mew Year for Cats Day.
Yay, kitty cats.
Slip extra catnip and give cats in need the chance for a fresh start. Motivation and Inspiration Day. Oh, that's good. That works well with the teaching. Get up, get inspired, and get moving. Look at that, Bob.
Yeah.
On National Motivation and Inspiration Day. National Pet Travel Safety Day tomorrow, Wednesday, January 3rd. Wow.
Good.
See our awesome tips to celebrate this day and give your pet the best travel experience. Tomorrow, Wednesday, January 3rd, International Mind Body Wellness Day. January 3rd is International Mind Body Wellness Day, an opportunity to celebrate how a healthy mind and healthy emotions means a healthy body, the mind body. Women Rock Day. Prepare to headbang to oblivion in honor of the women who rocked rock and roll. Wow, that's cool. Happy New Year 2024. Echoing for you and your loved ones, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace. Praise to our loving and merciful Father for the following. Heavenly Father, there is nothing better than you. Never was, is, or will be. We're truly grateful for all the small and big miracles you have gifted us with recently, in the present, and in the past, and hopefully in the future with MedBeds, 800 numbers, and Debt, Jubilee, R&R.
Yep.
We are all thankful for our Big Call family giving us an opportunity for praying, listening, and learning together. Thank you so much. For Pastor Scott, for all the praises he shares every Tuesday, thankful that we're all staying together until the 800 numbers come out, hopefully this week, beginning of a new year, January 2024. We give thanks for all the leaders, Bruce, Sue, Bob, Pastor Scott, GCK, and Larry, and all the ones working behind the scenes to push this RV forward and prepare for our exchanges, and especially all the updated info for all our millions of listeners tuning in 2 times a week. May everyone be blessed, be thankful and kind, with appreciation, through Jesus Christ, amen and amen. Jeannie. Thank you, Jeannie. We're very grateful.
Thank you, Jeannie. Appreciate that. That's really good. And so today is a Love Your Kitty Cat Day or something like that. It's a really good good day if you have a kitty cat or two. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Jeannie and Pastor Scott. Yeah, we've got the hip operation scheduled for the 12th of February. Was there anything else he was going to have done? It seemed like there was another surgery he was going to have.
It seemed like it, but that's all we got. It was kind of short and sweet.
That's all we have right now, yeah. And I'm glad his short-term memory is coming back. I know it will. It'll come back. I hope my short-term memory comes back, too, I hope. Completely. Totally. Sometimes I don't have it all always as much as I'd like. Thank you, Sue. Let's see what we have in the way of your segment that we can all benefit from. And let's see where we're going now in terms of any offerings that you might have, Sue.
Well, I'm going to start with some very interesting research that has come across my desk with a person that I'm working with and what we're going to be announcing. So it's really about being able to upgrade your learning strategy. So I'm going to be talking about two things. upgrading your learning strategy. And why is that important for everybody listening to this call? Take a look at 2023 and ask yourself, was I learning as my future self? Was I preparing for who I was going to become? Was I taking any step, even, you know, a small daily step in reading about humanitarian projects or, you know, finance or upgrading your leadership capabilities or your connection to yourself and what mattered most to you? And one of the most significant things for 2024, and especially if you're involved in this journey and this adventure of becoming a humanitarian, is taking good care of yourself and preparing yourself for what you're about to learn and what you're about to be. And so we're going to be offering a new course, and it's going to be starting the 10th, the 11th, the 12th, and the 15th on, it's called Foundations and Signals 2024. And we're going to be taking two of those classes and going over some really foundational aspects that you're going to need for your identity, for how you're going to work with people, and anything that needs to be gone over. Even if you've taken every single class we've had, we need to continue to practice to build the habits so that they can be second nature in a very rapidly evolving world. Things, when this goes, you want to have built foundations that are so strong and so resilient that you don't feel overloaded by the magnitude of change. That's number one. So two segments will be that. And then two segments will be something that most people have never heard about. But again, when this goes, reality is going to shift beyond, and it's going to be rapid. It's going to shift very powerfully. There'll be changes in the narratives you're hearing. There are going to be changes in the institutions. All the people around you will be responding, most likely reacting to everything. And so one of the things you can do to prepare is get your foundation strong. And then there's a thing called reading signals. And signals is a futurist term. It's subtler than trends. So some of those signals are what's going to be happening with AI. How are all these projects and all the new infrastructure going to be coming together? What are you going to need? Because you're going to be supported in getting these projects together. But what are the insights, the signals, the things you kind of want to keep your strategic mind scanning for? What are those? So that you can talk to your teams and say, what are we doing about, how are we looking at this as relates to our projects? How are we looking at this as relates to what's evolving? You're going to be in a much more, just like you're kind of in now, you're in a transition. It's a very emergent, very alive world. And you're going to want to have the skills to navigate, to feel comfortable, and to feel comfortable connecting with your teams so you can feel confident and competent and like you're growing with them, and you might be even helping them to stay aware. So it's called Foundations and Signals 2024. And if you're interested in that, it'll be starting on Wednesday. We'll talk about it again on Thursday. But if you think that that's like, wow, I'd like to have my foundation really strong, and wow, it might be really good to find out what are some of these new signals I should be paying attention to. Not overwhelming, just some things that you're going to want to have your eye on so you get a picture of all the systems that are going to be changing, and you can stay, you'll learn, like, okay, I need to be thinking in a systems way about this, and I'll be more comfortable, confident, and aware as I'm working with my team. It's to make it so you have that advantage. You have the awareness of how things are going to get more interconnected and your role in that, how you're going to help that to happen. So if you're interested in foundations and signals, just say F and S and just put, it's $150. And what we do with these courses is we're training you to be perceiving the things that are going to be significant as leaders of humanitarian projects so you feel comfortable, it's exciting for you, and so you're engaged. So you're learning, so you're developing yourself for the role you're about to play instead of kind of sitting over there on the park bench passively thinking, oh, you got to get engaged. You want to take charge of your learning. So F and S, just send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and put your name and your telephone number and say, I'm in, and that's all you have to do. And we'll keep you on our list, and we'll be sending out something probably Monday, and then all you have to do is attend the course Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Monday at 7:25 p.m. Eastern, and you're going to be ahead and leading the change that will be happening. And for anybody that wants to get what we've already developed, as we've done 21 different courses, and we've done a bundle, we've created a bundle, which is really the heart of 5 different trainings, and one is for free, so you get $150 value, and that's your golden wisdom bundle. And it's going to teach you how to literally design your best future and everything that's going to be involved and what you're going to have to look at in terms of, you know, what do I need to be thinking about? How do I need to deepen my concentration so I don't get overloaded? How do I work with my team? 2, sudden sovereignty, which is really going over, what is it going to be like when I suddenly have all this money? Who are the people? How do I relate to people? How do I relate to my family? How do I navigate that? What do I need to do to create a whole new narrative for myself? It's when you're suddenly elevated to this level of high wealth, there's some significant changes you have to rethink and go through. Then we have the heart and science of collaboration, which is making sure you know how to pick people that are really skilled at collaborating, and they're not just coming from the corporate world where it's cutthroat and they don't care about people, but you have people that are really aligned with your project and collaborate well with you. And then we have the future of workplace redesign. All of these things are things that are going to be coming at you. And if you're not prepared, like work and redesigning how people work on your projects, if you don't have that, you could have people that come in and you don't know how to ask your team to design for the future. You're going to have people coming through your project like a rotating door. These are things you need to know so you're prepared for a change that, you know, if the corporate world is struggling, We want to make it easier for you to tell your teams, I understand this is going to be happening. Help us to do this. So it's giving you a walk out of the old system into the new system so you can articulate that to your teams. And finally, the new leader as healer. It's like, how do you pay attention to the people that are on your team, to yourself, so that this is simplified and you get a new internalized map of simplifying your life, knowing how to delegate, and then being able to act as a Christ-like leader and healer for the world. Most people are used to their 9-to-5 job, being under a lot of stress. They haven't had time to think about these things. And what the Golden Wisdom Bundle does is it makes it simple for you. And you can listen to one or two classes a week. And as you start ramping up, you're going to be able to go in to these situations and you will have internalized, because they're meditations that help you become and embody and practice at a deep level who you're going to need to be. So it's the Golden Wisdom Bundle. It's $400. You get $550 value. And if you want it, just send us a note, put Golden Wisdom Bundle, and then put your name, your telephone number, and Zelle. And we're going to do our best to get that out to you right away. Golden Wisdom Bundle. And think of it as the best of the new system being handed to you so you can know what to do and how to do it with your teams. And you're going to have a peer that's had 30 years in corporate, nonprofit, startup experience that's going to walk you through the design of your life, with the latest brain science and system science that'll help you to know how to shape in this world that, you know, it's going to be made simple and clear for you. Not complicated, but you do need to understand the context that you're in. And it's going to help you to reflect, to learn, and to be a lot less overwhelmed. So picture yourself before the Golden Bundle as like meeting this whole new world and not knowing where to start. And all you have to do is take one lesson a week. And pretty soon you're going to start to understand this new world that you're going to be living in and how you play your role the best that you can through Christ and with Christ to help develop your projects and transform the world. So, Golden Bundle, Integrated Minds at hushmail.com, just your name, your telephone number, and that's it. Zelle. And that's my segment for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you very much. I love the concept of the new class offering that would start next Wednesday, a week
Foundation
from tomorrow.
F&S, Bruce. Foundation
F&S,
and
Signals. Foundations and Signals.
Bruce is hearing this for the first time, so we're grounding him in how to articulate the course starting on Wednesday. That's
yeah,
right.
Really. F&S, something Bruce. Simple that I might be able to remember.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, foundation.
F.
Yeah, but remember
Make
foundation.
Make it simple.
I know.
F&S. F ampersand S. Whatever. Yeah. Okay, that sounds great, Sue. Yeah, and don't forget the Golden Wisdom Bundle that you just mentioned. You know, same email, integratedminds@hushmail.com. Payable by Zelle, $400. And in the subject line, Golden Wisdom Bundle, $400. All right. Thank you, Sue. Excellent. That sounds great. Bob, the start of the new year.
Yeah.
This is our chance to find out what direction we're heading in from a health perspective and point of view of nutrition and everything else that you want to guide us into, Bob, in 2024. But don't forget the all-important testimonials, Bob.
You know, Bruce, I have this testimonial that you have to be really patient to be able to scroll this testimonial.
Oh, really? Is it that long?
This man wrote a testimonial.
Wow.
It's about three pages long.
3 pages?
Yeah. And it's because he had so many things that happened to him in his life that were injuries and illnesses. And when he started taking Boomer Boost and Barley a couple of years ago, it really changed everything for him. And it allowed him to go back to work, you know, which he wasn't able to do because he had hurt his back and he had broken his ankles and he'd been in different accidents. And he sent in a picture of these very heavy boxes filled with rolls of paper that he's delivering out of the back of his pickup truck. And he's able now to work. He said that he was doing so much work at this job that when he decided to quit, they had to hire 2 young 28-year-olds to take his place. And he was 61.
Yep.
And he also was able, as a result of not doing that job anymore, he cared for his 8-month-old grandson as the primary caretaker for like 9 months. And he was just singing the praises of the Big Call, thanking you for what you did and for, you know, bringing the Boomer products onto the call that he never would have found out about otherwise.
Right.
And he said that I'm just going to read the last part at the end. He said, when our plan B comes, I'm going to call Boomers to get a good price on an oil tanker size container of Boomer Boost and Gladiator Barley. So
there you
all
go.
Of those with me on the plan B will be able to take the Boomer products.
Oh, wow.
That's great. That's kind.
So blessed. Is what he said. And he finished saying, love always my brothers.
His That's
initials
good.
Are SN. And, you know, it's probably the most exuberant testimonial that we've ever gotten. And we've gotten a lot of those. But this one, he would go through this that happened and how the Boomers helped him, and then this happened and that happened. I mean, stuff where he was told he was going to be paralyzed and all kinds of things.
Wow.
And
awesome.
The reason that I read that testimonial is to tell you that we're starting a sale, and we're announcing it right now on the Big Call, because a lot of people wait for times of the year when they can get their Boomer Boost and Barley at a really great price.
Right.
And it's a hard thing to coordinate, Bruce, because it's hard to get the products, right? Because these are one-of-a-kind products, meaning that nobody else sells them, and we have to go to a huge amount of challenge to get them into our possession. And when it turns out that we can get adequate amounts of both at the same time, which doesn't always happen every year, but this year it looks like it's going to happen. And so we decided that right from the beginning of the new year and letting people know about it for the first time right now, we're doing our sale on both Boomer Boost and Barley, where people can buy one and get one half off.
There you go.
It's probably the only time this year we'll be able to do it. There's a harvest time issue. There's supply chain issues trying to get 68 ingredients to put the Boomer Boost together. And so this is the time when people should take advantage of it. And one of the things, Bruce, is that, you know, there's a limit of doing this once, right, where you can get one, buy one, get the other half off. You can do it with two of the same or one then the other. But the way to get additional, if you want, is to buy a dynamic combo, which is a Boomer Boost and a Barley. And if you do that, you'll be able to get four canisters.
Right.
It'll actually be a little bit better price. So for people that want to get four total canisters, go and order two dynamic combos.
There you go.
And
the second dynamic combo would be half price.
Yes. The dynamic combo is already discounted.
Yep.
Quite a bit. All right. So that's what's going on. And for people that haven't heard about Boomer Boost and Barley, or you haven't gotten yours yet, this really is the time to get it. What we hear the most, Bruce, is that people talk about first how they feel so great. And this is, it's like a chance for a reset. The typical person, as they age, you hear people start to make comments like, well, I'm 40 years old now. You know, I can't do this anymore. Or, you know, I'm 50. Or, you know, I'm 65 now, so I'm slowing down. Or I'm 75. And I'm getting really old, right? Well, you know, today I'm sitting in Larry's office, who just turned 78. You know, last year he had a scan of his arteries of both his heart and his carotid arteries. And this is a key to health. Like, some of the longest lived, healthiest people are in Peru, and Bolivia. They're in Bolivia. And they figured out that the reason they were so long-lived and healthy is, for some reason, they think based on their diet and exercise, they had the clearest and most elastic arteries of anybody in the world. And when Larry had his scan done, the doctor literally called the team over as he was looking on his computer screen at his arteries. And he's like, come on over, you got to see this. I've never seen anything like this before. And some of them were worried. And Larry, being able to hear this under a local anesthetic, was worried. Mm-hmm. He goes, these are the clearest arteries I've ever seen. I've never even seen a 35-year-old with arteries this clear.
Man, that's wild.
And so I was telling Larry today, after having read that that study about the people in Bolivia, I was like, Larry, you're 78, but you are in many, many different ways. You've been taking the combination of Boomer Boost and Barley longer than anyone else in the world except for me. And I've been taking it for exactly the same amount of time as you. It's like, and that's what's happened for you. And so it's truly like an opportunity for a reset. So keep in mind, when I first met Larry, he was 65 going on 85. He was shuffling and hunched over and 65 pounds overweight and just really, really, really crumbly and unhealthy. And he got a reset. And 6 months later, he had this reset, and he's been super, super healthy ever since, you know, for the next 13 years after that. And he's not slowing down. you still like that. And so this is what is possible. Most of the time, people think of aging where you're going to have this progressive dispossession of your resources, your mm-hmm. ability to walk, get out of bed without pain, you know, play with the grandchildren, and then you die, right? But it doesn't have to be that way anymore.
Right.
You know, the inventions of Boomer Boost and Barley, which they really are inventions when you think about it, were done, you know, in different countries. These products were developed in different countries by mm-hmm. different scientists many thousands of miles away. But I was privileged enough to know both of them, both developers, and mm-hmm. I was the one that was able to put the two products together and put them in this dynamic combo. And still to this day, after 12 years of doing this, almost 13 now, this is the only place where you can get this dynamic combo where these two genius scientists have their individual dreams were put together in a combination that created results that neither one of them could ever imagine was going to happen when they were combined together. And so that's what's on sale now is these products okay. that can give you your energy back, really give you your strength back and your attitude, as you can see from this testimonial from this gentleman who's like just ecstatic to have his life in such a healthful state after having so many injuries and setbacks, and now to be able to do the things he wants to do is just a great blessing for him, and he wants to pass it on. He wants to pass it forward by buying his oil tanker full of products. It won't be an oil tanker. It'll
no.
be a flatbed semi with
there you
of
go.
Jars on it.
Cases and cases.
I'm not going to send it to him in liquid form. Because
no, not in liquid form.
You can't, once you mix this liquid
he wants
up,
to buy in bulk, Bob. He wants to buy in bulk,
yeah.
That's all.
He wants to buy in bulk. But once you mix it up in a glass of water, you want to drink it within the next 24 hours.
That's
it's
right.
It's not something you mix up and sip over the course of a week. And so that's what we'll do. We'll help him get his bulk order. And who
yep.
knows, maybe we can just have truckloads go straight from the silos of the creators and the formulating houses.
Yep.
And just you'll have to have a loading dock and a forklift
yep.
and a couple of men to
yep.
stack the stuff up. Let's
Roll
see
back.
What we do. We'll be good to go.
Bob, you
so
know
anyway,
the other
Bruce,
point.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me just say this. The other point I wanted to make about Larry, he's 78 now?
Yes. Yeah.
Larry isn't just sitting around. He has been traveling like it's going out of style. And when he travels, he's active. When he travels, he's zip lining. He's hiking. He's trekking. You know, he's moving around, right, Bob?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's something of a daredevil, actually. And he's similar to the man in the testimonial, because when Larry goes on vacation, you know, it's not unusual for him to come back having had some type of a tumble or an accident with all-terrain vehicles or zip line or
right.
something like that, you know.
Yeah.
But he never breaks a bone. He never gets seriously injured because he's so
yep.
strong. But this gives him the strength and the capability to do those types of things, which
yeah,
is what he really
true.
Loves.
That's excellent, Bob. And plus, you know, with the Gladiator Barley, strengthening your bones, not only building muscle, but making your bones strong like the gladiators that this crop, the seed crop, actually came from long and long ago. That's terrific, I think. I love that. You know, Well, let's tell them, first of all, to get to the website, and that's how I'm going to order it, Bob, as two dynamic combos.
Yep.
Buy one, get one free. That's the way to go. And you want to go to Big Call Universe. Yeah, buy one, get one half off, right? Yep. You want to go to bigcalluniverse.com, and when you get on our homepage, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. That's a direct link to Bob's website. So click on the banner that says Boomers. It'll bring you right into Bob's website, and you can look at the various products, and you can look at the dynamic combo, Boomer Boost and Barley. And, Bob, you can get that with whichever barley. Is that right? You can get it with heirloom barley or with gladiator barley.
That's right.
Okay. And then you order that, buy one, get one half off. That's a great deal. Are there any other combos that you know of, Bob, that are on sale along with that?
No, okay. That's it. We stopped the other sale that we had going on. And to make sure that this was the only one that's on, this is always the most popular sale, and the phone rings off the hook.
Yeah, good.
So we want to try to make it as easy for Stephanie and Jean and Lucy to be able to process the orders quickly.
Okay. And the other thing is, Bob, you mentioned ring off the hook. The phone number to call in, because a lot of people call in, you know, after the big call the next day, Wednesday or Friday. They call in, and the 800 number is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time. So go for it. And when you call, they will either pick up right then, or if the lines are busy, just leave your name and phone number, and they'll call you right back. And a lot of times, if I don't get Stephanie on the first call, boom, she'll call me right back. And it's very efficient. and they're all wonderful. They really are. So do that. Bob, I guess that's about everything for right now. Any kind of time hack today?
It's 10:10.
10:10. Alrighty. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that so much. All right, guys, let's talk about it. I told you briefly that, you know, things obviously change sometime from hour to hour, sometime day to day. We had the anticipation, even on Thursday's call, when I get my Intel call, in the middle of Sue's segment, which is what happened. And I took it, and that adjusted my Intel say we should be notified on either Monday the 1st or today. It was like Monday or today, I think, by noon. At least that's what I had by Saturday and Sunday. But neither one happened. So we kind of go, well, what happened? You know, what exactly transpired or what didn't transpire? So that didn't happen. And the only thing we got, this was last night, by 11 o'clock, I got a call that said the Treasury, the U.S. Treasury, was going to send out an email to all banks and redemption centers, all banks and redemption centers, at 10 a.m. Eastern this morning. And I have to assume that happened. However, we don't know what was in the email. We never got a report back from anybody that said what the email said. So I would be guessing if I tried to tell you. All I believe is that it probably dealt with the setting of our appointments and maybe the start of our exchanges. Now, since 11 o'clock last night, we've gotten little bits and pieces of things. We've had a little bit of clarification. There was some chatter out there about the World Court and maybe the language of the RV needed to be put into common law from the other type of law that we've been under. But we did find out today that anything regarding the language was all done by New Year's Eve. So that part was handled. It's done. That part's done. When we talk to people like the Southeastern Regional Manager of Wells Fargo and certain other people, they say everything is done. Excuse me. Catch a drink here. Everything is done. We don't know why it hasn't happened. And when you get that from your top banking sources, and you really haven't heard what that email was, it tends to make us believe, yes, we're super close, but we still don't know exactly when it's going to go. So I think another... Excuse me. The other piece of information that we got was from a bond paymaster that has connections with Miami and Reno, Geneva. And he said, regarding the bondholders, that they expect them to have access to liquidity tomorrow and or Thursday. Excuse me. I don't know why that's happening, you guys. Sorry about that. So tomorrow or Thursday, and the same paymaster said he expected Tier 4B to also be receiving their notifications in that same time frame. So where I hate the idea of telling you guys, oh, it's tomorrow, or it's the next day. You know, I don't like saying that. But if that's what I'm getting from some of the higher, more credible sources, then I have to go with it, and I have to let you know that. So it could very well be that instead of today, we get notified tomorrow and exchange on Thursday. I have to at least consider that possibility. I don't think we're expecting to wait on other things to manifest. Even though there are things happening politically, there are things happening. I can't even tell you everything that I know that's happening. Things that are happening out there. And the other thing that we did here was that we expect the announcements like Nisara, Jisara, our new USN currency, gold-backed, et cetera, all these little announcements that we're looking for, we're expecting them to happen on January 11th or before. On the 11th of January or before. Well, this is before. And I think we will get some of those between now and the 11th. And possibly, you know, they'll do a grand finale of a major announcement on the 11th. But I've asked this question of my sources, and they're indicating that, no, we don't have to wait until the 11th to go, that everything is ready to go now. But we'll just have to get the green light from Treasury to, you know, get started and get these numbers out to us. So I wouldn't be surprised if they came out tomorrow, and I wouldn't be surprised if we just set appointments tomorrow and started Thursday. So, you know, this is one of these where I don't have them telling me that exactly, but that seems to be the direction we're going in. We know every day that goes by puts us one day closer, and the fact that we didn't get notified today and get our toll-free numbers and set our appointments, it indicates that we're close, but are we waiting on anything else to happen? That's the big question, and that's what I'm not really getting. the fact that we may have to wait on anything else to happen, because several sources are telling me that everything is done. Now, one bank that's not even involved in the ZIM, just involved in the other currencies, is suggesting Wednesday or Thursday for our exchanges. They may be right on the money, Wednesday or Thursday. Today's Tuesday. Guys, all I can tell you is we didn't get it by the end of last year. We didn't get it before Christmas. But I believe they want to get this done and out to us. I'm trying to think what else is relevant. Oh, yeah, let's bring up Iraq. Now, Iraq has already been doing exchanges at their new rate in the country of Iraq. They were told that on the 1st, which was yesterday, 1st of January, the USD, our fiat dollar, is dead. It is no longer usable. It's gone. They want them to completely transition to the new lower denominations of the Iraqi dinar. And those are in the ATMs. They're in banks and in shops in Iraq. They're in the businesses, the shops. They have the lower denominations and are using them. Now, the other thing that has not yet been released, and this is where the ban, B-A-N, the ban on putting out the Iraqi dinar rate internationally, we still seem to control that here from the states. But we are hearing that that ban is supposed to come off tomorrow, and which is great. That's Wednesday in Iraq. So I think that's a really good sign. If that ban comes off and the dinar rate is known internationally, then I think everything should be ready to go for us. We know that there are 9 currencies. Of all those currencies we talked about in the first basket, there are 9 that are going up in value. And I can name them. We know what they are. Okay? Most of you have some of them. Some of you have more of them than others. That is really good news. You know, I'll just run down. Obviously, the Iraqi dinar, the Zimbabwe Zim dollar, of course, the let's see, where are we going with that? The Indonesian rupiah, the Israeli shekel is one of them. The Afghanistan Afghani. Obviously, the what else? The Vietnam Dong, of course. The Venezuelan Bolivar. There are, I'm probably forgetting one or two that are, if I've hit 7 or 8. There's 9 total that are going up in value. The rest of the currencies, take the whole rest of them, half of them approximately will stay the same. The other half will go down slightly in value. So that's where we are on that now. And they have changed sort of how they're doing things a little bit. But I think it's all going to come in very well for us. We just need to get the toll-free numbers to set our appointments, and then we'll be off to the races. We're really looking very close. So if you can hang in there a little bit longer, I hope. I think all of you can if you choose to. You know, we might be right there, right next to when we're about to start. Now, I would say, look at the intel, say, okay, I see what he's saying. Maybe this thing is close. Okay, that's good. I know it is close. Maybe we're going, you know, soon. Okay, great. But in the meantime, you stay with your plan A, your current job. You continue to work with that. And know that this plan B is a blessing when it comes in. It will come in. I don't think it's going to be too much longer. I really don't. So we'll see what happens. We have to, I hate the expression, let's wait and see, or let's wait to see what happens. But that's sort of where we are right now. We need to do that and stay in faith for it. Continue thinking positively about it. Continue believing in this happening for us, because it will happen. And there's probably a bunch of things I'm not mentioning that we've talked about in the past, but I'm just still excited. I thought it would happen by now, but it hasn't. So all we can do is stay with it and allow it to come into us and allow us to be ready to redeem our Zim and exchange. So in the meantime, do that. Stay with your plan A. Continue to just be in faith for this. Now, what Sue is offering with the new class, FNS, starting next Wednesday, a week from tomorrow, I believe that is on the 10th of January, is a whole new set of four classroom sessions, four classes. And so you let her know you're interested by just sending her the email to integratedminds@hushmail.com that says, I'm in. You don't have to send any money yet, because it's still a week away from starting, a week from tomorrow. Now, in the meantime, Sue has still an offering for you in the Golden Wisdom Bundle, which is a terrific grouping of five courses with 20 classes, which lasts about an hour and a half, slightly longer, hour and a half per class. So there's over 30 hours of this interactive experience with the pod, with Sue leading, starting with a meditation and then going into all of these subjects. Really valuable information that will benefit you now and at least for the next year or two. So, excuse me for coughing. So, I would highly recommend that you guys send her an email, and it goes to integratedminds@hushmail.com. And in the subject line, you put Golden Wisdom Bundle 400. It's a $400 cost with a $550 value. So you want to get that, send that off to her, and in the body of the email, just put your name and cell phone number, and that you can pay for this by Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, okay? Zelle, Zelle, all right? So do that, get that off to Sue so she can get that out right away to you, and you'll be able to listen to those courses at your own pace, at your own leisure. So let's do this. Let's go ahead and pray the call out. Let's see what, if something manifests to us tomorrow, we'll see what happens. Lord God, we just thank you for the big call, for the platform, for Sue, for Bob, for GCK, for all of the people, Jeannie, Pastor Scott, everybody, and, of course, for the satellite team, the SAT team that helps get this show out to as many as 201 countries around the globe. Thank you for that, and thank you for everybody in Big Call Universe that is picking up this call, whether it's live, whether it's on the recording, whether it's off satellite, that they're getting it to their email, all of those options. Thank you for Big Call Universe. Thank you for everything, God, that you're doing in our lives to prepare us for this blessing. And thank you for bringing this blessing to us in this early part of 2024. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray these things. Amen and amen. Well, God bless you guys. Have a great one. We'll see what happens in the next 2 days. Obviously, if we don't have numbers by Thursday, we'll have a call Thursday night. All right? God bless you guys. Have a wonderful night. Amen and amen.